This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice.
On the line, we have Trooper Lewis. Trooper Lewis is a friend of the show, and I know what you're thinking, that you have people in law enforcement that like this show. Well, yeah, we do. At least one. And his name's Trooper Lewis. He's a friend of the show, and we really appreciate it. But he can give us a little bit more details on what the roads and the drivers out there are doing and what's going on. Trooper Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Hey, buddy.
It's out here.
Yeah, it's a pretty nasty. All right, what part of town are you in?
So right now I'm near Wadsworth and 470, but I can tell you just about everywhere, and especially up in the mountains, it's busy, it's slow, and you're going to need some extra time this morning.
Can I tell you something funny about you, Trooper Lewis? You've kind of become a little bit famous here in Colorado. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's a little creepy at times, but, you know, that's why we got BJ.
I know, but what's funny is my son actually said to me, and this one, you know, you made it. Wow, Mom, you know that guy? I was like, I do. We have him on the show. Yeah.
Now, you, Trooper Lewis, you're pretty active on social media, right?
For sure he is.
We certainly try to be. We want to get the messages out there as best we can.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with this being the first snow of the season. Do they overreact? Are they a little wacky? Are they crazy? Do you see more problems with the first? And once we get more into the winter, everybody kind of settles down, behaves themselves?
You're absolutely right. You can mark that one down. The first snowfall of about 2 to 3 inches of the season, usually in October, maybe November, is the busiest day of the year for us. And we don't entirely understand why, because how you drive has not changed in the last 5 months when it last snowed.
Well,
so
that's true.
Down,
right.
Give yourself
right.
time, back up, and you'll be good.
Plus, I would think also, Trooper Lewis, that when it snows like this and the conditions are, you know, you can't really go fast, you can't see that well, it's a great time to, like, rob a bank or something. Do you see? Well, I'm just asking. Do you see that type of crime go up?
You're so weird.
Well, we know where you live now, so that's like one less suspect off our radar.
I mean, it's just like, what?
Well, I'm just saying, the conditions are right. How are you going to chase a crook?
Right. Well, okay, there's that. My God.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Now, here's the thing. Yesterday we were talking about this, and I see that you posted about it. Can you go ahead and clarify for everybody the traction laws on I-70?
So traction law, that's a fun one that we're kind of dealing with. Basically, if you're going up an I-70, regardless of what kind of vehicle you have, it's always a good idea to have chains and auto stock, some type of traction control device, as well as really good tires. So we're looking at the mud and snow tires. You need to have at least 3/16 of an inch in tread, and understand that chain law can go into effect for commercial motor vehicles and passenger vehicles as well. So even if you're driving some type of truck, SUV, you got four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, and good tires, you may still be required to put chains on.
Really? I don't know how to put those damn things on.
You should probably stay home, then.
Yeah, you got to stay down here.
Thanks.
I'm thinking
Thank
the
you.
Same thing.
No, but you know what? I think that I remember this in Big Bear in California.
Yeah.
They would actually have people on the side of the road that you could pay. They would be on the freeway on the side of the road, and you could pay them, and they'd put on your chains for you.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do we have that here? You ever seen that, Trooper Lewis?
No.
Not people just standing around. If you get stuck, we'll call them out for you, but it's not going to be a good day if that happens.
It's good right. side action. Right.
Jamie also posted something yesterday. It had to do with the snowplow trucks. What was it again?
If they're in tandem, you're not allowed to go around them.
Correct. So if they're in their new, it's called an Escalon formation, where they're kind of in that kind of half-flying V, as it were, most of the time.
Right.
Don't go around them. And frankly, if they're plowing the roadway for you, Sure, they might be going a few miles under the speed limit, but they're clearing the roadway for you. Let them do their thing.
But it's so
Trooper Lewis,
slow.
I like to do like 75 or 80 on this stuff, you know? Come on, man. But what if, all right, I got another question for you. All right, let's say they're in tandem. I asked Jamie this, and she said, you got to save it for Trooper Lewis. I asked her this earlier this morning, okay? All right, you got a couple of trucks. You got a four-lane highway like I-25. They're running in tandem. I can go around if you're on a highway like that, right?
Certainly not on the right. If they're in that special escalon formation that they have going on, then nope, don't be passing.
No, not at all. Not even at all.
If I do and get busted, could I call you and maybe say, hey, I know Trooper Lewis here. Talk to him and get off the hook?
Well, they'll probably double your fine if you mention my name.
All right, I have one last question I just want to put to rest. Is there such thing as a quota?
There is not.
Okay.
Oh, man. Way to go, Jamie.
That's snappy.
I hope you get a ticket on the way home.
So there's no quota? Because everybody says, like, end of the month, oh, they're out there because they got to hit a quota.
Not at all. Okay. We're out there every single day, and ultimately, if we don't have to write a ticket because nobody's doing anything wrong, then it's a great day.
Look.
Guess how many times that's happened.
I'm sure with the Colorado troopers that you're giving us, you know, the scoop. I think those city people, though, you get to the city cops. I think they have a quota.
Hey, we love our brothers in blue, but I only speak for the state.
We're getting some text here in the studio at 51059. Somebody wanted to know if you're single.
I am not.
Oh, sorry.
My wife does enjoy a lot of the comments. She likes to make fun of me for it.
Trooper Lewis, what different social medias are you on? Where do you mostly post?
Oh, we're primarily on Facebook and Twitter. We're kind of dipping our toe a little bit more into Instagram as well, and you can also view us on YouTube.
Yeah, I follow you. Jamie follows you. We're always on board. Quick question, do you follow us?
Personally or professionally?
All of it?
Both.
Personally, I'm following all of you.
Oh, very nice. Yay! But so you're saying Colorado State Patrol doesn't?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Right.
Colorado State Patrol, okay, well, that's fine. We'll take you.
Yeah, man, I'd love to get you to, like, escort me one day to work or something.
That'd be
fun. Get the squad car and fire it up.
Actually, I have a quote from earlier, and it said this. BJ actually said this earlier. Put me in the back of the squad car and do whatever you want to me.
That wasn't for him. Trooper Lewis. No, we were talking about my wife and I. We're going to dress up. And I said, we're going to do cop and a crook, you know, and for Halloween. It had nothing to do with this interview. Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's going to say. All right, I think our time here is done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Sorry about that.
Seriously, it's always a pleasure to have you
on. It
really is. Let us know anytime you want to come on. When you've got information that you want to pass on to the public, we'd be love to be that vehicle for you. Just anytime, okay?
I do appreciate it, and I owe you something here, BJ, too.
What's that? Yeah. We asked the last time that you were on the show, Trooper Lewis. We asked last time if you could fire that sucker up for us, and for some reason you couldn't.
Right. Yeah, but now he's somewhere safe.
Hey, I'd rather owe you than not pay you. So there you go.
You got it. Hey, thank you again.
Thanks, Trooper Lewis.
All right, great.
We really like it. He's funny.
And thank you for the tips and everything that you do for the state and for all the people here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure. And everybody else out there listening, please slow down, be safe, get to where you need to.
Thank you, sir.
See you
Have
later.
A great day. Trooper Lewis right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Be careful out there.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.